I love being a father. I've got two little ones, and I've got one more on the way, due in less than a week, actually. But I absolutely love it. I love watching them grow. I love seeing them learn new things. And a part of me really, really enjoys when I see them imitate me. When I see them do the things that I do, like if they see me doing like push-ups or something, they might get on the ground and try to do what I'm doing. They'll repeat some of my phrases. Like if I, you know, if I have like a phrase that I might say, all of a sudden I'll hear them saying it. And I think that's cool. I think all of us kind of do that in sort of way, right? We want our kids to like the things we like, you know, like the sports we like, sports teams we like. And it's kind of human nature for as a father, as mother, as the parent to want your child in one way or another to be like you. Ultimately, we want it to be better than us, but there's a sense in which we want our children to be like us. And we see that our Father in heaven, he wants us to be like him. You know, and there's plenty of verses that support this idea. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." So here we see we're to be imitators of God as beloved children. We are God's children. We need to imitate him to be his children. We see in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." And we know that Jesus says in the book of John, he says, "If you know me, you know the Father." So when we are imitating Christ, we are living in such a way that we imitate our God. So there's a sense in which God wants us to be like him. And we see that throughout the scriptures. There are many verses, many verses, even in the Old Testament, Leviticus, that talks about being holy because God is holy. It's repeated, actually, quite frequently. And it's reiterated in the New Testament as well. We see in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, it's reiterated here where it says, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" So again, there's this sense here in which God wants us to be holy. God is holy. He is different. We are to be different as well. We are supposed to be set apart like our Father is. And his Father wants his children to be like him. He is holy. We are to strive to be holy. And I'd like to go to 1 John chapter 3, and I'm going to read 10 verses there. In 1 John chapter 3, starting with verse 1, it says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, and he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning, because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother." And there's different things here that are brought out that, again, is a mirroring of what God wants from us. Things that is in his nature that he wants reflected in us. We see he wants us to purify ourselves, for he is pure. We cannot be one with him if we are the opposite of him. How can we be with him if he's pure and we're not? Can't happen. We see that he wants us to practice righteousness, for he's righteous. How can we not live a righteous life yet be with the Father? We can't. It's impossible. We see in verses 4 through 5 that we cannot practice sin because in him there is no sin. And we also see in the same verses that he appeared to take away sin. That is why Jesus came, was to take away this, to take away sin, because without Jesus, there was no reconciliation available, no true reconciliation, true forgiveness of sins without Jesus coming. And that's why he came, was so that to wash away our sins. And if you haven't had your sins washed away, you cannot be like God. You need, because you have your sins still abiding in you, and it's Jesus who washed away your sins. And now's an opportunity for you, if you haven't had your sins washed away, to do so. And if you have, and like prayers from the church, you can go ahead and do so as we stand and sing. Zion's calls to